Joining us at our Patriots Monday studios, with a nice, healthy bowl of fruit and a bottle of water, is Richard Seymour. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
So that's what we do, Richard. And after a loss like this, we just come on and we just rip people. Hey, just come on. We just rip everybody. So we were targeting the secondary. But, you know, the larger question is third down defense and red zone defense.
I wasn't on the field, so I can't. I come off on third down.
Maybe that's part of the problem.
I was going to say, maybe you should be on the field on third down.
I just play. I play the game.
You play and don't coach. But, okay, but you're a member of this team, and you see what happens in the red zone, and at times you're on the field in the red zone. Red zone and third down defense. Is it surprising to you that this team that's had so much success since you've been here is so weak in this area, in those two areas?
Well, obviously, you definitely, if you want to be successful in this league, you have to stop people in the red zone, you know, because that's where, you know, if you can score in the red zone, you can stop guys from scoring in the red zone. I think, you know, no matter what they do throughout the drive or the scoring, you know, first downs, et cetera, but, you know, it's crunch time when it gets in the red zone and, you know, they can score touchdowns or field goals. And, you know, our job is to keep them off the scoreboard. And, I mean, I think we probably maybe last in the league in the red zone. So, and that's probably, you know, why you hadn't seen us, you know, probably put some wins together back to back. You know, we couldn't stop the Jets, you know, when they were driving down and then, you know, hit there last night. You know, it was just, you know, I thought the first half was pretty decent. But then the second half, things just kind of unraveled with turnovers and, you know, getting the ball on the short field and then not creating enough for our offense and having them, you know, go to long haul, you know, each and every time against a good defense. I think, you know, you kind of asking too much.
Of the three really bad losses, the Miami game, the Chargers game, and this one, mm-hmm. How does this one rank in those three in your mind?
Well, I felt like we had a shot. You know, we just kept, you know, we just shot ourselves in the foot. You know, we kind of, you know, obviously the turnovers are, you know, critical in a game where, you know, you need to play good in all phases of the game. And, you know, to create short field position, I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, give Pittsburgh a lot of credit. They capitalized on all of that. So make no excuses about it. I mean, because we're not. But you can't win football games playing like we did. And I thought the first half we, you know, with Vrabel's interception and then, you know, playing some, you know, pretty good defense. I mean, it wasn't great, you know, but, you know, still against a good football team. And then, you know, I thought the start of the third quarter was really where we kind of unraveled. And, you know, as far as the turnovers are concerned, and then, you know, then they just kind of ran the ball a little bit and ran the clock out. And, you know, we just didn't give ourselves we didn't give our offense many opportunities after that.
Richard, I know coaches coach and players play. And
yep, that's my motto.
Owners own and GMs manage.
Yeah, news reporters right.
There we go, reporters right.
We moan.
And talking heads talk and complain and all kinds of stuff. Uh-huh, but do you ever lobby? Do you ever become a lobbyist and to the coaches and say, I know I can do the job on third down. You know, put me out there.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that I wasn't out there. You know, yeah. I just didn't start the game out on third down. And, you know, I mean, I think third down is the most critical down in football, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the time you get off the field and stop guys or, you know, they keep it going. You know, so I feel like your best players need to be on the field on third down. And, I mean, that's just – I mean, if I was a coach, that's what I would do. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, next week I could be, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe that was –
Well, why weren't you this week?
I don't know.
I mean, were you told before the game that, you know, you wouldn't –
Well, I knew I wasn't going to be on third down. And, you know, it wasn't something that I agreed with. But, you know, it is what it is. And like I said, I mean, I respect everybody for their decisions. But, you know, that doesn't mean I agree with all of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just the way that it is. I mean, I'm not going to be a cancer or say, hey, you know, I'm still going to come and fight with the guys. But, you know, I mean, it just is what it is.
You're a defensive player, so when the emailer asked if I would ask you guys this question earlier, it didn't make a lot of sense to me because you're not out against the Pittsburgh defense. But when a player takes a cheap shot at one of your players, the way I saw Wes Welker get leveled over the middle, is there ever any thought on the sidelines of, hey, somebody take a number of that guy? Did anybody see who that was? You guys remember who that is? Does that ever go on during the course of the game?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, football is a tough physical game, and, you know, you never want anybody, you know, as long as it's between the whistles, you know, we don't have a problem with it. I mean, you know, football is a game where you have to keep your eyes on the swivel and, you know, but, you know, it's a line that guys can cross. And, you know, if someone crosses that line, you know, you're out there to protect yourself and, you know, protect your teammates at all costs. So, you know, whatever actions need to be taken, they'll be taken. You know, because, I mean, you know, the game is too good to have cheap shots. And, you know, it all can be done between the whistle, and we all for it. I mean, the more physical, you can be as tough and physical as you want to be between the whistles. But after the play is over, I mean, the play is over. You know, and I'm not sure. I didn't even see the play with that happened with Wes, but, you know, I'm sure it wasn't pretty. From what I heard,
it wasn't pretty.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty. Yeah. Do you spend a lot of time thinking about the playoff scenarios for your team, especially since right now you guys are on the outside looking in with four games to play, mm-hmm. one game behind the wild card leaders and one game behind the Jets in the division? Do you think about we need to do this, and this, and we need help? I mean, how much energy do you give to that?
Well,
kind
I think
of
as it gets closer toward the end of the season, you kind of take more of a look at it and see what needs to be done. I just think personally, it's always a tough situation, or we don't like to get into situations when we need help from other people to get the job done. I think you always want to take matters into your own hands. But, you know, with that being said, I think what we can do is to go out and win our football games and taking it one game at a time and go out and beat Seattle. And, you know, whatever happens after that, I mean, I think, you know, we have to win on, you know, the West Coast trips and then go from there. So I think we got a pretty good shot, you know, because, just looking at the league, you know, you never know how things can play out. So you just go out and put your best foot forward. And, you know, that's all we can do. The only thing you can control is what you can control. And, you know, we can't control what the Jets do or, you know, Indy does with the wild card race or whatever. And, you know, it's just, you know, we put ourselves in a bad situation where, you know, if it comes down to head-to-head, which what they should have done in the college football games.
Thank
I don't know
you.
How.
Thank you.
I don't
Come
understand.
It's ridiculous.
That's bad football.
I mean, that's just bad.
That's bad. I feel bad for the Texas guys.
Yeah, I mean, you beat the team. You beat the team. So how can, you know, if it comes down to that, how do they go to the title game and you don't?
Yeah,
and you beat them.
You beat them.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It is. I totally agree with you.
Earlier this year, you guys played back-to-back games on the West Coast and you stayed out between games one and two. I don't know what the schedule is for these two games, but did you think that helped you guys? I know you didn't win the second game, but did you think it was helpful to the team to not have to make two round trips to the West Coast?
Yeah, I thought it was good. You know, obviously we didn't win the second game, but I thought we had opportunities. I thought, you know, the scoreboard, you know, because it was a 14-point swing in that San Diego game, and that's what really kind of, you know, shut the door on us a little bit, and we didn't claw our way back into it. But I think from a physical standpoint, I thought everyone was ready to go. I thought everyone was fresh. You know, we felt good. You know, I don't think that had any play or part into, you know, the outcome of the games. So if that's the question, then I'm all for staying out there, you know.
Yeah, Richard.
It looked good weather, too.
Yeah, good weather. Pretty good weather, huh? You know, this Steelers team is a little different from the running back standpoint. I know Willie Parker had some big runs yesterday, but he wasn't in there as much as he probably wanted to be,
mm-hmm.
and they already lost their rookie Mendenhall for the year. Even though they look different in terms of personnel, Alan Faneca's not there anymore. Are they the same old Steelers in terms of what they're trying to do and in terms of being physical?
Yeah. No, they play the game the way the game is supposed to be played. Like I said before, I have a lot of respect for Pittsburgh. You know, their coaching staff. They play hard. They play tough. You know, they run the football well. And anytime, I mean, I think Pittsburgh is kind of built for the playoffs. You know, I think it's a team that plays well on defense. Well, I mean, beyond well
great
on defense.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they can run the football. You know, Ben makes a lot of plays for them. They play tough and physical on special teams, and then they'll come up and hit you in the mouth. So that's what you want out of a football team, especially in, you know, it doesn't matter the weather type. You know, they can play in all type of, they can play in the dome, they can play outside. So, you know, Pittsburgh is a team definitely to be reckoned with.
First half, they really couldn't run the ball against you guys at all, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Second half, they looked like they changed something up because they were more successful on the ground. What were they doing differently?
I haven't watched the film yet, you know, but I'm not really sure what they did differently. I think, you know, maybe it was just, you know, they just kept pounding and pounding, and the fourth quarter just kind of, you know, those 1 and 2 yard games can kind of turn into, you know, 5 and 10 yard games. So defensively, we have to do a better job of stopping the opponents and definitely stopping the running game. I mean, that's inexcusable.
They just showed it. I don't know if you just saw it on the screen behind Dale. They showed the
Welker,
the hit by Ryan Clark. I think the issue is he launched.
Well, that's what the officials told him. He left his feet to do it.
Yeah, the issue is I don't know if they're going to show it again. I mean, on that side of it.
Yeah. Well, with this league, I didn't see the hit. And, you know, I'm all in favor of, you know, you can't hit a defenseless guy, especially after the play or, you know, after he's, you know, the ball is clearly over his head and he's really not even, you know, making an attempt to go get it or anything like that, and you just come level the guy. You know, that's, you know, that isn't toughness to me, you know.
Right.
But, you know, I just think the way they protect the quarterbacks, even last night, you know, I mean, I hit Ben a couple times, and it was like, you know, don't drive him to the ground or don't, you know, don't push him to the ground too hard. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? Yeah, well, why not? They're trying to do it to me. You know what I mean? And I understand, you know, it's a tough physical game. I mean, don't try to. And then what it does, it gets into your mindset as well. Well, you can't, when you get to the quarterback, you can't really hit him too hard. Or you can't do this too, you know. So, you know, I think, you know, we definitely need to check ourselves. So, like I said, you know, you need to put a flag on him because, you know, I agree with Palomalu what he said. You know, the league is, the way they're protecting the quarterbacks is turning to a different league. And then you saw last week where just overall in general, you know, it was the most points scored in history. I mean, it's the league is turning into that. That's what it's going to because defensive guys, we can't do as much as we could at one point. I remember, you know, watching the tapes with Pepper Johnson, you know, back when, you know, LT and, you know, all of those guys played. I mean, they play football. I mean, the way they, you know, protect the game now and you can't really do this, you can't do that. I mean, I think it's just kind of taken away from the essence of what football really is.
It's sometimes dangerous to do this, but I'm going to say the one thing that bugged me a little bit, when you do see the play and you see the Welker hit,
mm-hmm.
while there's the timeout and everything, you'll see a shot of Tomlin and Clark laughing on the sideline. And you don't know what they're laughing about, and that's where the dangerous part is. I don't know what was said. I don't know what happened. But the impression you get is that they thought it was pretty funny that he's wobbling off the field.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get into that. I mean, I think you have to ask Tomlin and, you know, Clark the issues about that. I mean, it doesn't look good, but
right.
We can't say that's what they were doing. But, yeah, you have to ask those guys about that.
Well, have a safe two-game road trip
Absolutely.
Out west.
Absolutely.
Whether you stay out for the time or not, and mm-hmm. we'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Richard, thank you.
Richard Seymour, brought to you by TD Bank North, here on Sports Radio WEEI.